This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. There is a major guessing game going on in Washington as U.S. President Donald Trump looks to make some key personnel changes in the wake of the midterm elections. We get an overview from the AP's Sagar Magani at the White House.
President Trump's considering high-level changes here after the midterms as he gears up for the effects of a divided Congress, including Democratic oversight requests. Two people with knowledge say he's soured on both Chief of Staff John Kelly and his protege, Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen, who was thought to be on her way out as soon as this week. But she's likely to stay longer because she has no obvious successor. Kelly's departure has long been rumored. Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross and Interior Chief Ryan Zinke are also being discussed for replacement. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Nearly 50 people are dead in a series of ferocious wildfires across parts of Southern and Northern California. As many as 200 people are unaccounted for. Howard Taylor is one of those who managed to escape the flames that all but destroyed the Northern California town of Paradise.
We didn't have 10 minutes to get out of there. We really had to go. It was already in flame downtown. Was already, all the local restaurants and stuff were already engulfed in flames. You know, power poles were falling over the street.
The most destructive blaze, the Camp Fire, has so far claimed 48 lives. It is said to be 35% contained. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence on the sidelines of an ASEAN summit in Singapore Wednesday told the de facto leader of Myanmar that the tragedy of the Muslim Rohingya exodus to Bangladesh has touched the hearts of millions of Americans. And he told Aung San Suu Kyi her government has no excuse for the security crackdown that forced the Rohingya to flee Myanmar. The UN has likened the crackdown to ethnic cleansing. This is VOA News. President Trump's top economic advisor, Larry Kudlow, says the U.S. has resumed its trade talks with China.
The president kind of reopened the China talks, which had, I won't say they stopped, but they slowed down when he called President Xi. And it's pretty clear now that at the G20 meeting in Argentina, there will be talks between the two leaders, and in their bilat and whatever else, what other meetings, trade will be included.
President Trump has slapped a series of tariffs on Beijing for what he says is its unfair trade practices. China has responded with tariffs of its own. Kudlow says Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is in discussions with his Chinese counterpart. The high-stakes trial of Mexican drug baron El Chapo Guzman has opened in New York, where the 61-year-old faces multiple criminal counts that could result in a life sentence. Prosecutors say over decades, El Chapo directed massive shipments of illicit drugs into the United States, and that his Sinaloa drug cartel violence has left tens of thousands dead. His defense team insists he is a scapegoat, that the real culprit is cartel leader Ismael El Mayo Zambada, who remains at large. The warring factions in Libya have agreed to a UN action plan to pave the way for elections. Special UN envoy Ghassan Salami after a two-day summit in the Italian city of Palermo.
And as an important milestone in our common struggle to bring back peace, security, and prosperity to the Libyan people.
Libya has been ruled by armed factions since the fall of longtime dictator Muammar Gaddafi in 2011. Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said international support could accelerate Libya's stabilization process. The United States has designated the son of the leader of Lebanon-based Hezbollah a terrorist and accused him of carrying out attacks against Israel in the West Bank. Washington also has blacklisted the Al-Mujahideen Brigades, or AMB, which it claims has links to Iran. Nathan Sales is a U.S. ambassador at large and coordinates U.S. counterterrorism operations.
The actions we're announcing today are one more step in our campaign to build the toughest sanctions regime ever imposed on Iran. More sanctions are coming, and they will continue until Iran and its proxies change their behavior.
The U.S. is also offering up to $5 million each for information leading to the locations of a number of Hezbollah and Hamas leaders. There are diplomatic efforts to halt the fighting for control of the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah, under attack by a Saudi-led pro-government coalition battling Houthi rebel defenders. Britain said the coalition has agreed to allow rebel casualties to be evacuated ahead of proposed peace talks that Sweden is offering. Dozens have been killed in the renewed assault that began November 1st. I'm Gene Randall, VOA News.